Hi, am I speaking with Willie?
Yeah, you are.
Hi, Willie. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I will be further assisting you regarding the Roundup lawsuit. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Correct.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
So you say, am I willing what?
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from
Yes.
any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
I was, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
My remission, I'm doing better.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. And do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have?
Subtype?
Yes.
What do you mean, like the
The exact type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That was the lymph zone.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Lymph. I'm sorry, diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B cell lymphoma. No worries, you're fine. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what date were you diagnosed?
This was in June of 2023.
June of 2023. Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Do you remember the address of where you used it?
Yeah. 1708 George's Lane.
George's Lane?
Yeah.
And what city is that?
Philadelphia, PA, and then 19131.
Okay. I'm just writing that down. Thank you so much. Okay, and then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
I'm pretty sure everybody probably used it. Roundup is really big, so.
Okay. So what I'll do at the end of this call, I'll give you my information. If you happen to know of anyone that was affected by it, you can send over my information. I'd be more than happy to help them, okay?
Okay.
And how old were you at the time of diagnosis?
43.
Okay. And how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for?
I must use Roundup since at least 2006. So about 17 years.
17 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Absolutely.
And the phone you're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
My cell phone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The following are going to be yes or no's regarding your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And can you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
W-I-L-L-I-E, then D-A-Y-S.
Okay. And do you have a suffix in your last name, junior, senior, anything like that?
Senior.
Senior?
Senior?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
No.
And are you currently married?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
8/27/1980.
Okay. And can I get your social?
17062-6168.
Okay. And your height and weight?
6'3", probably 230 pounds.
Okay. And your email?
WTDAYS@iCloud.com.
That was T as in tree, correct?
T as in Thomas, yeah. WT
okay.
as in Thomas. Yeah.
Days at iCloud.com. Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 267-333-2391.
Correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
So, everything. we go.
Okay. Okay. And can I get your spouse's first and last name?
Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A.
Okay.
Porter, P-O-T-E-R.
And can I get Regina's phone number, please?
267-881-9679.
All right, 267-881-9169?
Correct.
Okay. And then...
Does it matter if we're separated?
I don't think so. It shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, what date would you say that you first became aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? If you had to estimate, like, a month and year.
Ballpark, probably go with like 2023.
You said May 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
Facebook? Honestly. TV ads, commercials.
Okay. And how many times a year would you say that you use Roundup if you had to estimate a number?
Over 10. I mean, in a year, it's a lot.
About 10 times a year?
Over 10.
Over 10? If you had to pick a number, what would you pick?
I'll say over 20 because you got summer, spring, fall, for everything until the stuff gets out of here. So.
Okay, so about 20 times. And over did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what month and year would you say that you started spraying Roundup?
About 20, so like 2006.
Okay, what month?
I'm going to summertime, so go with like...
July, June?
Yeah, June, July, yeah, something like that, summertime.
You said 2006, and when did you stop spraying Roundup if you had to estimate the month and year? Was it when you were diagnosed?
Yeah, summertime of 2023.
Okay, so roughly around June 2023?
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt that in May, yeah. You're right.
Okay, and did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
And I just want to confirm you sprayed Roundup in the state of Pennsylvania?
Correct.
And where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied?
Front of the house and the back of the house, so I have a yard in the front and I have a... You have all kind of weeds at the back.
Okay, so front and back of the house, and then you said the garden?
Yes.
Okay, garden. And then what would you say your exposure was? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Probably both.
Both? Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Say that again.
Did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup?
My first exposure, probably, I don't know, when the wind blew on my face.
Okay. Did you buy some to spray at home?
Yes.
Okay. So directly at home spraying?
Yeah.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time you sprayed it, you were present?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And then how many exposures would you say you had to Roundup in your lifetime if you had to estimate a number?
Over, how many exposures? I mean, I guess I'm exposed to it every time I use it. I can't round a number.
Right. So if you had to, I do have to put a number. So if you had to estimate a number.
All the years, over 1,000. I mean, you're spraying it, we're exposed to it, so.
Okay, I'll put down 1,000. And then do you get your water from a well? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay, and do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup from?
Home Depot?
And do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases?
I use credit or debit a lot, so yeah, I can get with my bank.
Okay. But as of right now, you don't?
No.
Okay. But you would be able to obtain bank statements, you said?
Possibly. I mean, yeah, possibly. If it needed to be up, possibly I'll be there.
Okay, I'm just writing that down. And then do you have any roundup in your possession currently? You said no?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do. Just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
If I do, I have to take my device and say what?
Okay, so if you do, the attorneys ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case.
Okay.
So the next nine questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, have you lost any time from work due to treatment or surgery related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime? And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type? Okay, thank you so much. So regarding your employment, what is the name of your current employer?
Self-employed.
You're self-employed? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have an address for your self-employment, or is that going to be your home address?
Home address is just, I do side work.
What would you say is your job title?
Handyman.
Handyman, okay. And then the address is going to be 1708 George's Lane in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19131. Okay. And then what dates were you unable to work?
That again?
What were the dates that you were unable to work due to treatment or surgery related to your condition?
Had that information. So I know it was you go August of 2023.
23.
Yeah.
Until when? Or was it just that month?
Just that much, just about,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, and what is the name of the hospital where you were treated or the facility where you were treated?
University of Pennsylvania.
And is that where you were diagnosed as well? So that is Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, located at 3400 Spruce Street.
Yep.
Okay. And then what was the date that you started your treatment?
Treatment started happening like August, probably like the first week of August. I don't know the exact date.
Okay, no worries. I could put August 1st. Does that sound correct?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated you?
Dr. Douglas Beach.
You said Douglas Beach.
Yeah, BEACH.
And that would be Douglas F. Beach.
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to have his phone number or no?
Ooh,
It's okay if
nah.
not. There is a number on Google, 215-316-5151. Does that sound correct?
Try 215-829-6088.
215-829-6088.
Yeah, I'm looking there.
Okay. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I mean, weight loss, shortness of breath, rashes and itchy skin, seeing my kids and, a lot.
Well, I do want to say I'm so sorry that you went through that. I can only imagine what it was to, deal with that, not only, a physical battle, but seeing the people around you. I know it's really hard, but I'm happy to hear that you're still with us. In regards to treatment, what kind of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Chemotherapy,
Okay.
also some sessions of radiation therapy as well.
Okay, anything else?
That was it.
Okay. And can I get your current full address is also the George's Lane address?
Correct.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
You can still put my wife that were separated. Now, I don't know if I gave the correct number. It's 267-881-9679.
Does she live with you or not live with you?
We're separated right now, but you know,
Okay.
we're working it out.
Okay. Does she currently live with you or no?
No.
No? Okay.
Stay with her mom, but you know, she had all her stuff is here. So when we get it back together, we're really close to getting
Well,
back
I'm
together.
hoping nothing but the best for you, okay?
Thank you.
The only reason I kept asking if she lives with you or doesn't live with you is it wouldn't let me proceed without that. And then do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Correct.
And then her name was Regina Porter, is that correct?
Correct.
Righty, I'm just putting that information down. And then for her phone number, I have 267-881-9169.
9679.
9679, okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If I'm going too fast at all, or if something sounds incorrect, feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, specifically diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, roughly around June 1st, 2023. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 1708 George's Lane, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19131. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 17 years. I have your first name as Willie, Willie, last name Days, spelled Days, and then Senior, SR. I have your social as 170626168, and I have your date of birth as August 27th, 1980. I have your height and weight as 6'3", 230 pounds, and I have your email as wtdays@icloud.com. I have your phone number as 267-333-2391. And that is your cell. And I have your spouse's name as Regina Porter, Regina Porter, spelled Porte. I'm sorry, Porter. And her phone number is 267-881-9679. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 20 times a year, and you started spraying roughly around June 1st, 2006, and stopped spraying roughly around June 1st, 2023. You sprayed residentially at the front and back of your house, as well as the garden in Pennsylvania. You were directly exposed by spraying it yourself. You sprayed Roundup roughly, or you've had 1,000 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime, at least. You purchased a concentrate, and you purchased it from Home Depot. You may be able to obtain bank statements, but as of right now, you don't have any receipts, and you don't have any Roundup in your possession. You are currently employed, self-employed as a handyman at the address of 1708 George's Lane in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19131, and you lost time from work in August of 2023. I have your diagnosing and treating physician as Douglas F. Beach. He is located at 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19104, and the phone number I have for him is 215-829-6088. You were treated at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, and you started your treatment roughly around August 1st, 2023. The treatment you received is chemotherapy and radiation. And again, your current address is 1708 George's Lane in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19131. And I have your emergency contact as your wife that does not live with you. We do have permission to contact this person if needed. And the phone number I have for your wife is 267-881-9679.
Right.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like me to change or
No,
add?
everything sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and have you put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you. And you should receive a text right now. It'll say DocuSign and it'll have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. Okay.
Welcome to DocuSign. I see it there.
Perfect. So go ahead and click on that link in the text. It's just going to ask you to agree to terms or agree to electronic signature.
Okay.
And then it's going to have you click the yellow button, continue, I believe it says. You're going to keep clicking through until you can't anymore. That means it's going to prompt you for a signature. If you have any questions regarding the documents, let me know, but it should take you about 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm also going to send you a text with my information. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me, okay?
Okay. It looks like everything might be complete here.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, so Willie, with that being said, I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I know, like I said, it's not only a physical battle, but a mental battle as well. So I do want to thank you so much for sharing all that information with me. If you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on that 949 number. If I need to reach you for any reason, I will also be calling you or texting you from that 949 number. So just save my number if you can. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify your case with you. So just be on the lookout for their call. Please keep in mind that they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. So if for any reason you aren't able to get a hold of them or they're not able to get a hold of you, I will call you and transfer you over to them. But again, Willie, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and I wish nothing but the best for you and your family, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.